Well, we all have had experiences with her since she's so close to the photo labs. In my experience, she's always been really nice to me. I do know that she is protective of her chairs and her plants outside of her room. So I do know that that's like a thing with her. I have nothing bad to say about either person. I think it was just a lot of misunderstanding and really unfortunate circumstances, because Matt is a really great person to know, and it's an unfortunate thing for future students that didn't ever like get to meet him, because he's such a great person to have, you know, in your toolbox of like networking connections. So
she has given the explanation that it's for health reasons. She has said that she has, I'm not sure about her lungs, but she has had heart problems in the past, and she believes that it's there for her benefit.
She does care about the photography students. I wouldn't say she doesn't care about us, and she doesn't care about our program. I would just say that she has issues with her personal space and her personal property, in which case it probably shouldn't be in a public hallway.
How did it get so blown out of proportion?
That's what I want to know, to be honest with you, is, you know, I think Matt really took it to the people that are higher up at the university and tried explaining to them what had went on, and I think that after they had talked to both Matt and Professor Avery, they said that Matt had escalated the situation, but I don't see that as the case. I feel that he was looking out for my best interest, and he was looking out for the safety of myself and the safety of other students, whether it was in that moment or in the future. I don't think that pulling a student into your office is okay at all, even if she's denying it. I mean, there's no way I would have ended up in there on my own.
Well, there you have it. That's what the students had to say about Professor Avery, her plants, and her belongings. Until next time, signing off, Luke Satola.